What's up, everybody? This is Edgar Martin from the Q&E Podcast, just bringing you this message that today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. It could be sports, entertainment, or anything else that you feel people might want to listen to. Once again, that's podgo.co, P-O-D-G-O.co, Podgo.
If I do this for you, I get a pass, detective.
I'm not gonna lie to you no more, Kanan. You deserve the truth.
You're in danger. All you police are.
Why are you telling me?
I just don't want nobody else to get hurt.
What's next?
Revolution.
You are now listening to the Q&E Podcast.
Is this what you want? Huh? Is this what you want? I'm coming in, goddammit!
What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Q&E Podcast, and you're here with your boy Q Hicks right now. And I got Edgar on the other line. Edgar, tell the people what's good.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Q&E Podcast. Today, we are reviewing Raising Kanan Episode 9, and this episode was titled Loyal to the End, and we seen that come to fruition in the end of the episode, where the biggest thing happened. Kanan killed his father, Howard. And I want to ask you the question right now, because it looked kind of obvious, but we don't know. Do you think Rot actually told him who Howard was and he killed him, or Rot just made sure she kept the secret tucked away?
She kept it a secret. She wanted Howard to just be out of the way, and that's why I didn't like the shit. And I felt like it was such a whole way to go out, because I wish that he would have been able to get it out and then him kill him, so he would have some type of, you know, confliction, because he just killed him. Yeah, he had some type of remorse behind it, but he didn't even know. So now it's going to be an after-the-fact type of thing. Like, damn, I shot my daddy? Like, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? So I wish he would have been able to tell him what was good before he died. Man, I didn't like that shit at all, bro. I did not fuck with that shit, bro.
I would say that's the only negative thing I could pull away from it. The fact that he had to kill him, I didn't see no problem with that at all. I thought it was cool because
I didn't like that. I didn't like him getting killed either. I didn't like him being killed, because it was like, why? Other than him not wanting to be, other than Rock not wanting Kanan to know about it, it was like he was high key an advantage to you. He kept y'all niggas out of a lot of trouble, and y'all niggas just throw him to the curb like that. Y'all just kill him like that. I'm like, bro, that shit was just pointless to me, bro.
I understand that part of it, but I kind of liked it because I feel like she finally gave Kanan that chance to prove he belongs in this world and he belongs a hierarchy in this world. He got a chance to prove himself by finally doing something that his mama told him to do. Now, granted, he wasn't allowed to know no information about it. He was just sent out to do a hit, but hey, he did it nonetheless. So I guess that's the only positive thing you could pull from it, because I agree with everything you said. I feel like there should have been a bigger reason to why he should have died instead of just,
yeah, because she just tells you to kill this dude, and that's just enough for you to just go, yeah, let me just kill him.
Right.
She's not gonna tell me nothing. Like, it wasn't enough detail in that scene, bro. The montage was cool, but it wasn't enough detail, bro.
And it was the fact that he didn't even question, like, well, we didn't see her tell him who it was that he had to kill, but I feel like they should have included a scene like that, because he's been coming to you for at least 4 episodes straight now. Hey, ask your mama about me. Like, let your mama tell you who
and
I
that's
am.
That's what maybe, like, that. In his mind, it made him like, oh, he must be an op, because he keep questioning about my mom. He keep asking about my mom.
Right.
Something must be off about this dude. So I guess, bro, but I didn't like that shit, bro. It was just the whole way for my man to go out.
I feel like the only positive thing you could pull from it is that Kanan finally got a chance to prove himself to his mom, which he did. You know, he ended up doing it.
He already killed niggas before. So I'm like, what did he really prove from that? Just because it was like a hit type of shit? I'm like, she making you look like a Marv ass nigga.
It wasn't under her instruction, though. Like everybody was telling him, like Marv was telling him, Lou, Rot was telling him, like, bro, you got to learn to take orders before you just go out here doing your own stuff. Because the killing he was doing and all the stuff he was doing, it was messing up the flow of everything that Rot had going. You get a chance to prove yourself now. you're going with the business plan. You're going with the steps that we're doing to try and like really win this war right now. The stuff Kanan was doing before, he was fucking shit up when he was killing people and doing stuff like that. And they had to put in overtime work to fix everything Kanan was doing. But now he's finally learning how to do what his mom telling him to do and like really do the boss shit that he think he can do.
And I agree with you on the fact of I didn't like how they didn't tell us who she was talking about, because I thought she was talking about Neek in that scene. She was like, I want you to walk up on him and shoot him. I'm telling you to kill somebody who's endangering us. So I'm like, endangering y'all? This, she has to be talking about Neek, because Omar Epps is endangering them. I thought she was talking about Neek. I'm like, that nigga wearing a Neek jacket. I'm like, this nigga going to be bold as hell if he walk up to Neek with his jacket on, thinking he just finna shoot this nigga in the head. So I'm like, he walking up to Omar Epps. I'm like, but I understand what they're trying to do, because they're trying to pin the shit on Neek, yes, and they're going to leave the jacket at the scene. That shit was still bullshit, though, man. That last scene was bullshit, man. I don't give a fuck.
I didn't think they were talking about Neek, because, like, all bets are off right now. Like, you literally just tried to, like, Marv literally just spitting the block on you with your kid. Like, Neek is not trying to meet up no more. He not trying to have no more.
No, because she said kill him. Like, she said kill him. So I'm like, oh, who you want to kill? Kill Neek.
but you gonna send your son to do it? Like, and you know Neek ain't gonna be by
himself. Who is she finna send? She finna do it herself, probably.
That's what I'm talking about, though, bro. Like, Neek not gonna be by himself at this point. He's going to have somebody with him. So you're not sending Kanan by himself to kill Neek. Well, you know Neek damn sure ain't gonna be by himself. At least that's not what I would do.
Fuck Rock, man. That's how I feel, bro. Fuck Rock for killing this nigga daddy like that, honestly, bro.
If this was like two episodes ago, bro, I probably would be with you and be like, yeah, she probably sending them to do it to Neek. But Neek ain't trying to talk to nobody right now. And I highly doubt Neek could be in the park by himself at this point.
Also, this nigga was about to die anyway. This nigga looked like, did you see this nigga this episode? He looked terrible. Yeah. Like, this nigga was going to die anyway. So for you to just kill him without knowing anything about him is just like, it was kind of a wasted plot point, because we spent so much time talking about it and he never got the chance to tell him, and nothing has been said on the topic. The only person that knows right now is Rock. So it's like we wasted this entire season building up this plot point and we get nothing. Like, that's why I'm really mad about how it ended, bro. We wasted time with that.
Because nobody knew about the bone marrow disease that he had, and the only person who knew that he was Kanan's father is Rock, like you just said. So everybody is really left out.
Like, we didn't even have to know he was going to die. Yeah, we didn't even have to, like, we shouldn't even gone down that road of, oh, he's sick, oh, he needs bone marrow. If you were just going to kill him in episode 9, you shouldn't even told us that. We should have just, he just should have been like a regular cop, but he was Kanan's daddy. That would have been fine with me, but we just wasted so much time with his character being sick and we putting shit together and it's like, we get nothing. It's like, my nigga,
because
I'm not like, going to be okay with that scene. I'm not going to be okay with that.
I feel like with episode 10, the season finale, I feel like they're going to try and do a lot of putting the pieces together in that episode. I feel like they're going to try to jumble a lot of that into the next episode. Like, this is why this was happening. Like, I feel like they're going to try and use that episode to explain to certain characters like what Howard was going through and who he actually was and stuff like that. I feel like they're gonna waste time in episode 10 doing that when it could be used for other stuff in the episode, when they should have, like you
but
said,
nobody else knew more stuff other than his doctor. Even the cop didn't know.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's gonna be a situation where, like, let's say Howard goes to the ER or something like that, or he gets picked up and sent to the morgue or whatever, and they find out that way. Like, they find out the bone marrow stuff then, whoever finds out. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they're going to waste time doing stuff like that when, like you said, they shouldn't even touch nothing like that throughout the whole show if you weren't going to build it.
Exactly, bro. And that's why I'm like, because honestly, this whole episode was filler to me. Other than that last scene, this whole episode was filler to me. We spent the whole, and I knew this episode was going to be bullshit when I seen this nigga walk in the fucking hospital as a RN with a fucking juice cut. I was like, this fucking episode going to be bullshit, dog. I already knew what time it was. And that's what it was. When I seen that shit, I was just like, all right, bro. I already know what this episode is going to be on. Like, how are you allowing that shit? Y'all just seeing this nigga go through the fucking hospital with a juice cut, and y'all think this shit is perfectly fine. Nah, I'm not rocking
it. He had a badge. He had a badge in the scrolls on. He had the pads and the scrubs on.
And that's what I'm talking about. Howard just saved your life. I completely forgot about that. Howard just saved your life this episode, and you kill him just because you didn't want to tell him the truth or tell Kanan the truth? Come on, bro. Because Kanan would have been able to handle what's his name being his dad, like the cop being his dad. Like, he would have still been rebellious, but he would have been able to handle it. So to just kill him just didn't feel right, bro. And it just felt like you wasted so much time.
I think Rock is looking at it from a different perspective because she's like, she's back in savage mode at this point. Like, my little brother laid up in the hospital. I don't know when this nigga gonna wake up. And I got to deal with you threatening to, you know, put my son in jail and all that. Our son in jail. Like, and you heard 50
Cent. You wasn't going to throw that nigga in jail, though. She knew damn well she was not going to throw that nigga in jail.
No, but this is what I'm saying, though, bro. Like, 50 Cent was doing the voiceover, like, and he did the freeze frame. He was like, now, that's a desperate nigga right there. And anybody who's a desperate nigga is a dangerous nigga. And I feel Rock understood that. Rock was looking at it like, bro, like, you desperate at this point. Like, you really threatening to put my son behind bars. And she know Howard better than anybody else, so she bit the bait. Howard might have been bullshit, and Howard might have been like, I ain't really gonna do the shit, I'm just trying to scare her. But she bit it. She took the bait and was like, oh, okay, you really gonna do that to my son? Bet I'm gonna have him kill your ass. Instead of just, you know, actually being scared of the shit and really telling Kanan, she bit the bait when she wasn't supposed to. Howard didn't expect her to bite that shit for real.
And I was high-key feeling Howard in that moment, because imagine seeing your son and, like, finally having that conversation. He's 15 years old. You finally get that first meet. You trying to get your words together. And this nigga walk up to you with a gun. Like, nigga, what you on, my nigga? Exactly. I'm just trying to have a conversation with you. And you shoot me like that. And this nigga shot him 3 times and shot him in the head. Like, that's how you go out. Like, bruh, that's one of them ways, bro. You never want to go out. And that could be, right. And that's honestly could be one way how Kanan turned into the cold-blooded nigga he was. Because a lot of these things we're seeing Kanan do, he's not really doing in cold blood. He's just fucking shit up. But I think this could possibly make him cold-blooded. Like, I killed my dad without even knowing the shit. We see in the original Power that this nigga killed his son. This could high-key be a way or be the reason why he did that. If I killed my daddy, nigga, I could kill my son if y'all both not on the same type of time as me. So I could see the shit going together, but I just didn't like the shit, bro. I didn't like it.
So that was, shit, the biggest pull away from this episode. Another big pull away, Lulu is alive, like we said. We didn't think he was going to die, at least not in the follow-up episode anyway. Now, next episode,
they tried to get his ass.
I about to say they tried to get his ass with the hospital scene. But how did you feel about his girlfriend still being their famous sister? Do you feel like, okay, she finally proven she there for real? Because she was there with him the whole time, bro. She was the only person in the hospital the entire time with this nigga.
But think about it though, bro. If she loses Lulu, what else does she have? Crown don't got no money. If she loses Lou, who the hell paying the bills? She was just around, bro, because she's losing all her gravy train. She gonna lose her gravy train if this nigga dies.
I don't know, bro.
So let me be around. She do not care about this nigga. And it was proved last episode. It was proven.
If you don't care for real, you ain't staying in the hospital for days, my nigga. Like, if you really don't care about a person like that, you ain't staying in there for days. No, I don't. You really acting for real if you staying in there for days like that.
Hey, but just think about it. Think about how much she wants Famous to be successful, bro. I'll sit in the fucking hospital for a couple of days. That's how much I want my brother to be successful, my nigga. When you know this nigga is paying all of your bills, if we don't have this nigga, we have nothing with the music shit no more. Like, bro, that's why she's sticking around. I gotta play this nigga. And it's funny because when he woke up, he was like, where everybody at? He was like, damn, like, I really don't give a fuck about your ass. Like, where my people at? And I was just like, yeah, my nigga, she really don't give a fuck about you. And he found it out last episode.
It's the fact that nobody else was there but her. I'm telling you, bro, next episode.
He should have high-key knew that, but he just woke up. He could have high-key knew that. Like, them niggas trying to ride out for me right now.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, next episode, this is what's going to happen. They're going to try and mend that relationship because it's going to be like, damn, you was here for me when I woke up when nobody else was here. You really was the only one who stayed here for days. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
And where the fuck Famous been at? I feel like this nigga should have been dead by episode 9. He ain't seen him the last couple episodes.
I'm glad that, speaking of pointless plot builders like the Howard situation, I'm glad they... like you said, if Famous ain't gonna get killed or nothing like that, just don't have him in the show no more. I feel like that's what they're doing. If he not gonna get touched, it's no reason to continue to show him anymore.
Yeah. Man, well, what else we had this episode, man? I'm still fucked up with that Omar Epps shit, man. That shit fucking me up.
Shit, Marvin Jukebox, that was the funniest shit in the whole
episode. Oh my God, bro. I almost forgot about that scene. Oh, bro. It's funny because when I seen the scene, when Marv ended up turning on the TV and seeing them singing together, I thought he was going to take the video well. I thought he was going to take it. He was going to accept it.
I did too.
Because he was watching it real calm and shit. So I'm like, okay, he's really accepting this shit. Soon as Juke walked in that bitch, because we see him throw the TV down at first. I was like, God damn, I already know how this shit finna go. I already knew this shit was going to turn physical. I didn't know he was going to choke out and shit like that. But I knew it was going to turn physical. That shit was crazy, bro.
It's the fact that you literally looking at your daughter be genuinely happy with somebody. And it's the fact that just because it's a girl, that pisses you off. Like, that made me mad at Marv. Because I'm like, okay, if you just seen the pictures, then you could probably still be a little upset. Or if, like, you seen any other type of evidence. But you literally watched the video of them two, like, really looking at each other like, damn, they really like each other for real. And like you said, he was calm watching that shit. And then all of a sudden, you just rent the whole room and throw the TV down. And shit. I'm like, bro, you lame, bro. Let your daughter be happy, bro.
Bro, lame as shit, dog. And somebody has said this shit on Twitter. Like, Marv is definitely the worst dad in the Power universe. This nigga's trash. This nigga's never home. He never looks after his kid. He never talks to his kid. This nigga is worse than everybody. He might be worse than Kanan, and Kanan killed his own son. He might be that bad, my nigga, truly. Like, this nigga is just never around, my nigga. And then when you actually see what's good with your daughter, you get upset like that. And then the fact that he was choking her out was where I was like, okay, my nigga, you're taking it too far.
Yeah.
I understand you being upset and surprised by that, you know what I'm saying, by her being gay, but you getting physical with her actually choking her out was like, my nigga, like, what's going on? You going way too far with that shit. Cause she was, I think, didn't they punch each other and all that shit too?
The first hit that he did, I was like, okay, I understand it. She just
because then he slapped her or some shit. That shit was hilarious, bro.
She spit in his face. She spit in his face. Happened, so yeah. when he slapped her the first time, I was like, okay. Said, I mean, she did spit on you, so I understand. But then he just started beating her ass more, and I'm like, bro, you gotta chill, bro. That's your daughter, bro.
The way she got smacked on that first hit, the way she fell back, that's what made this shit so funny.
It was like Jody Mama and Baby Boy when she didn't get hit at all. She landed everywhere.
Bro, I was like, that shit. So I laughed when she got hit like that. I genuinely laughed when she got hit. That shit was hilarious, bro. But nigga went too far. I knew it was going to come a time where he actually found out. But you high key could have seen the signs with Juke. You know what I'm saying? And he just was like oblivious to the shit. So he's so caught up with Marv and trying to get further and trying to get closer with his sister and shit. Like, you're not even paying attention to your kid who's 15 at this point.
And it's the fact that, like, he was asking her, he was like, who the fuck this white bitch is and all that. And she was like, she's dead. And he looked her in the face and said, good.
Didn't give a fuck.
That's what happened.
That was crazy.
He was like, that's what happened to women that don't do God's will or something like that. And she looking at him like, so what you saying about me? Like, I'm like, bro, you really talking to your daughter like that? Like, you really telling your daughter you gay, so you finna go to hell. Like, or you just gonna die, period. Like,
and I'm glad they closed that plot hole, because I was kind of questioning it last episode, but they confirmed in this episode that the deputy cop is gay. She said that her girlfriend was an actual girl. So I was like, I thought so. And the first time she mentioned it. So I'm glad they actually closed it up. So she actually has somebody to talk to now about this whole situation, the whole transition that she's going through. And she can be comforted through this time. Because we already know Marv wasn't going to be the person to comfort her through this. We knew it wasn't going to be Rock. We knew it wasn't going to be Kamen. It had to be the cop to comfort her and get her through this time. If she gives the cop information, it is what it is. But she needs somebody to talk to, bro. It's hard to process what's going on, especially at such a young age.
And I like the fact they don't have a close relationship, but you see Juke and Rock have a conversation in this episode, and Rock tells her, you know, it's not always bad to have police as friends. Those are actually some of the people you really could benefit having as a friend. So you ain't got to be buddy-buddy with them, but be
and
cool
how the fuck
with
them. How the fuck on, bro? How the fuck Rock say that shit and then kill a cop literally scenes later? I forgot she said that shit. Oh my God, bro. Look, that's the shit I'm talking about, bro. The hypocrisy of this episode was all over the place. I'm done with this shit, bro.
But like I said, you ain't gotta be buddy buddy, but shit. Like have him as an ally, you know what I'm saying?
And it's funny because I wasn't even fucking with Howard like that. But the way he died, it's just like, nah, nigga, what the fuck? We spent so much time with this nigga just for him to get killed like that.
Exactly.
Oh my god, bro. I'm still fucked up, bro. That shit crazy. Oh, the white girl, people still mad. They still mad trying to get Juke arrested. They going to the police station and all that.
Bro, bullshit. When that white lady said, I feel like everybody in the police station was looking at her crazy. She was like, I have people in high places that will not allow this to happen. So I'm like, what do you mean by that? I'm looking at her like, what do you mean? Like, you know, political people or like,
she has no proof though. In this shit?
That's on no proof. But, That's how you know it's scary though, bro. When you have no proof, but you know for a fact if you get the right people involved, you can get shit done the way you want it to be done. That's the scary part about it. And certain white people really got that advantage, bro. Like, oh, I ain't got no evidence, but I can get this shit done the way I want it to be done.
And I'm glad her husband actually put his foot down for a change. Like, we always see this nigga always clueless as shit every time he walks into a room, but he actually was trying to talk to his wife like, hey, like, my daughter is dead. Like, it's nothing that we could do. Like, let's go home and actually process what's going on instead of trying to put all the blame on Juke and all this shit. White lady was going crazy. Like, nah, like, oh, do you not feel the same way I feel? My daughter is dead. And the dude was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm feeling the same way you feeling. It's just like, bro, you got
to
calm down.
Because he's trying to tell it. Because I feel like the dad was more understanding. He was confused, but he ain't see no problem. He was like, if that's what our daughter like, that's what our daughter like. And when he seen Jukebox in Nicole's room, he seen the hurt in her face, so that's why he knows, like, there's no way she did this. Like, it was our daughter's fault. Whether she got it from her or not, that's a whole different subject, but at the end of the day, Nicole made that decision, so we can't put the blame on this one person. But the mama wasn't trying to hit that.
Ain't trying to hit that shit at all. And that's why. And that was another scene where we seen the deputy cop actually talk to Howard in this episode, and she was like, "Yeah, it's a lot of news circulating around Cannon Stark. He's the one who made the bad crack." And Omar Epps ended up saying, "Nah, I told you we not paying attention to that no more. It wasn't him." That's how you know he wasn't finna turn that nigga in, bro. Even though he was telling Rock all that bullshit, he was not finna turn in Kanan, bro. He wanted to tell his son what was good and get the bone marrow from that nigga. And I feel like he actually wanted to grow a relationship. Do I think Kanan would have accepted? Yeah, do I think Kanan would have accepted the relationship? No. But he wanted to have that relationship since he just found out he had a kid 2 weeks ago. So, oh my God. I keep saying the same thing, but just the way he died just keeps pissing me off, bro.
And it was how did you feel about the way their partnership ended? Because you see the deputy, like, she's talking to him like, what's your relationship with this family? How come whenever their name is brought up, you're like, nah, it ain't got nothing to do with them, or like, nah, leave it to me, I got it. And it's like there's more evidence piling up over and over that shit is linked to this family somehow, some way, but you're always making sure shit is okay when it comes to them. And the fact that he looked at her and was like, well, if I can't trust you, you can't be my partner. My nigga, she can't trust you because you never told her.
He tried to do psychology shit. Yeah. He tried to flip the script. But I think the partnership was kind of at an inroads anyway. But she might be the person that finds out that Kanan was his son. And she might be the person to tell Kanan what's good. Because it's not going to be Rob, because obviously you wouldn't have Kanan kill him if you were going to tell him in the first place. So I think it might be the deputy. She put some dots together. Oh, that's why he always let Kanan off the hook. Oh, that's why he's so attached to this family. Oh, I understand it now. And she tells him maybe in season two that, oh, Howard was your dad. And then he's like, oh, shit, what the fuck? What you talking about? I don't believe you, white devil, or whatever the fuck.
Well, I also think Rock might end up telling somebody eventually as well, because you see in the preview for next week's finale, you see Lou and Rock kind of having a conversation, and like Lou is like shocked at whatever is going on. So I feel like Rock might end up telling Lou some type of information that has him on his heels, like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? So I feel like Rock might end up telling somebody, and I'm gonna go with the fact that it might be Lou, just off of the fact I seen them have that conversation in the preview.
It might have been her telling Lou about Kanan killing the cop. Like, You like it's cool that he kills all the people in the street, but you have him kill a cop. Like, what if he left evidence? Like this deputy or this captain at the police station isn't gonna throw shit under the rug. Like, how are they really gonna come after your ass if they get some evidence? So what if y'all niggas leave some hair on Neek's jacket? What if they don't go for the easy bait of just, oh, it's Neek's jacket, so Neek must have been here? Because right. Let's be honest, like, Neek is a leader of a gang, bro. Like, what are the chances that he leaves his jacket at a crime scene after he kills somebody? How stupid is that? So I don't think they're going to be that dumb.
And not just a regular jacket. His custom-made jacket with his name.
That's first what I'm off, saying.
Why am I wearing a jacket with my name on it to go do a hit anyway? Second off, I'm the head drug dealer. Like, why am I doing my own hits? Like,
exactly. The police aren't stupid. Like, they're going to put two and two together. Something isn't right here. And they're going to be like, oh, okay, we know that it's some type of gang war going on. Like, what if, you know what I'm saying, some switcheroo shit happened and it was somebody from Rock's organization? Like, bro, I wouldn't be surprised. So that's probably why Lou was like, why did you do that? You know what I'm saying? And honestly, it wasn't no motive behind killing Howard, honestly, because like I said, he got you out of so many situations. So it could be a lot of reasons why Lou looks like that.
And Lou might also be upset because he probably had other ideas on what to do with that jacket. So, like you said, he's probably more upset on the fact that, hey, like, I had a plan on how we was going to use this shit, but while I was in a coma, y'all just did whatever y'all want to do, and I had a whole plan for the shit. So he probably upset about that, too.
And I'm mad we didn't see Joaquin this episode. I know everything was going down with the actual drug war or whatever, but I wanted to know more about the revolution or how Rock was going to change the game, and we didn't get any more information on that shit. So now we're going in episode 10, clueless as fuck still. So are we going to see him in episode 10? You think we're going to see him? We're going to actually get the supplier before we go into season 2? Do you think that's going to be?
I would imagine, because I feel like that's how they're going to end the episode, with high hopes for what we're going to see in season 2. So I feel like we'll see something like that. I don't know if we'll actually see Joaquin, but we'll definitely get more information on what Rock has in store for the future. But since we're on the topic of Rock right now, how do you feel Symphony is going to pan out? You think Symphony is just completely out this shit, or what you think?
Rock continues to get on my nerves, because even though, like I said a couple episodes ago, it was a pipe dream, everything that she was saying about her having kids with Symph, that was a pipe dream because of the life she was living. Symphony is a good nigga, a nigga you really want. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you breaking up with him for no reason? Like, this is the second time you done this dumb shit. So I'm confused with that point. But then Symphony actually tried to give her some information, and she didn't tell Marv about what he said about Tony. So I'm like, okay, what if Marv ends up going to the club and ends up telling Tony some shit, and Symphony tried to warn y'all ass? Now we fucked for real, and Marv back in jail.
And also, I didn't like the fact that she didn't think he had heart until he cussed her out. And I'm like, bro, see, like, that's fucked up. Like, he done showed you he had heart so many times by the way he was respectful to you and your son, how he got your son out of a sticky situation with Howard. Like, he done proved to you that he got heart for real, but you ain't think he had heart till he looked you in your face and said, fuck you, like, I ain't talking to you no more. Then you talk about, oh, now you got heart. That's what I've been looking for. Like, what kind of toxic shit is that? Like,
that's exactly what it is. It's some toxic shit. And bro, what did her mom say to her, bro? Because I felt like that was a weird scene. How did you feel about her and that mom?
She was low-key trying to just talk with her mom, but I feel like her mom was right for catching up on her bullshit, because she was kind of, she was trying to ask her, like, remember how I came up? Like, how do you
say that? She tried to high-key blame her mom, high-key.
Yeah, she was like, how do you think I got into this world and all that? And her mama stopped her real quick. She was like, by the time you started doing all that shit, you was grown and you was making your own decisions. I had shit to do with that.
That's facts, bro.
Real quick. And she went over with the other church lady. She didn't even say bye to her.
That shit was definitely crazy, bro. But I understand it, because you was fucking with I found out that Howard was 27 when Rock was 16. That's crazy as fuck. That's crazy. So you was really out here in these streets at 16 and messing with damn near a 30-year-old. And I don't know how old DEFCON was at the time. Like, you was really out here in these streets fucking with real niggas. Like, nah, yeah, you definitely out of my hands.
And these are sex predators that we're not talking about. Like, because the crazy shit was, bro, the crazy shit was, he was like, you told me you were 17. That's still like a 10-year age. It's not even the fact that it's a 10-year age gap. It's the fact of when the 10-year age gap is. Now, if she was 27 and you was 37, that's different. She a whole grown adult at that point. But you're 27 and she's 17. She's still a minor. Or 16, like, she's still a minor at that point.
But back in that time, I have to say this, though. Back in that time, it was kind of, it was more regular than it is today.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, it was regular.
It was regular, bro. Like, 16-year-olds was really, like, out here marrying, like, 28-year-olds, like, really older dudes. Like, that was a regular thing, especially, like, 60s through 80s time. But, yeah, now we look at it now, and it's like, damn, you was 10 years younger than this nigga? But back then, it was kind of like, like, was it disgusting? Yeah, but it was high key like a thing. Niggas just brushed it aside. Like, we see it every day, so you know what I'm saying. It is what it is, type shit. So, yeah.
That's
and crazy. Yeah. And,
what you think about Neek? What you think about Neek getting outside people to help? Like, what you think Rock and Marv and them gonna have to do? Because Neek pulling in niggas from out the city, he probably got people coming in from out the state to help him. The way he got all these niggas recruited right now.
Oh, you talking about that once he had everybody coming to the room? Yeah. Bro, Neek, I don't know how Neek is going to die because he has too many soldiers, my nigga. So that's unless Rock ends up pairing up with this Joaquin and getting some of his men, I don't know how she win because you don't have enough. Like, we even seen Marv. We didn't even talk about the scene, but the scene when Marv ended up driving by Neek and shooting up his whole car when his son was in the car. Like, and that nigga car was bulletproof. It's like, once Neek seen that and you almost killed his son, it's like, all bets are off at that point. This nigga finna come all forces, all guns blazing to get your ass. Like, nigga, you could have killed my son. Oh, yeah, this nigga. I wouldn't be surprised, bro, if Marv dies next episode.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Marv, actually, I'm going to predict that. Marv is actually going to die. Because I feel like he gonna be at the front of the line when it comes to, like, soldiers for Rock. So he going to step over, try to get Neek ass. He finna get knocked off. You already tried to kill my son too. And it's high key gonna be heartbreaking because you just had that situation with your daughter. So it's like you and her not even on good terms. And now you're gonna end up dying. Y'all can't really say I love you to each other. It's like, damn. Even though y'all had that fight and it was wrong, it was like, damn, y'all still father and daughter at the end of the day. It's like, damn.
And another emotional thing. It's the fact that him and Rock just kind of patched things up. And in the same episode, you completely ruined your relationship with your daughter. It was already on the brink of destruction as is, but now it's just, there's no going back. Your daughter is never speaking to you ever again. But I did like the fact him and Rock got back cool because he let her know, like, look, you better at this shit than me. You became a better boss of this shit than I was ever going to. But at the end of the day, Rock, like, I'm still your older sibling and I'm still a man at the end of the day. Like, I need you to respect me as a man and understand I have an opinion on shit too. Cause I raised y'all. Like, I'm the nigga who made sure y'all was fair. I'm the made sure y'all was protected while we was growing up. So, like, you not finna tell me how to react when my baby brother, like, damn near gets killed. Like, you not finna tell me I gotta just be calm and wait for you to tell me to do some shit. Like, no, that's not happening.
And I love what he did to Lil Rob punk ass for snitching. I'm glad he ended up killing that nigga and burning the car on fire. I fuck with that shit. Because I said it last episode, he a bitch ass nigga for that shit, for snitching on Kanan. Yeah. When he wasn't even pressed, he didn't go to jail or nothing. Like, yeah, he got to go. He had to go, my nigga. He had to go. So, yeah.
He didn't even get in the car yet. He was like, nah, bro. I got to be alive for this. I got to live to see another day. And you did it.
Yeah, bro. So yeah, I agree with Marv. Marv definitely needs an opinion, but that shit ain't gonna matter because he definitely dead by next episode.
True. I'm just glad.
But how is Rock going to kill Neek though? Because I feel like that's how it's going to end. Rock is gonna end up having the gun to Neek's head and blasting that nigga. But how? When that nigga has so many soldiers.
That I don't know. I really don't know how he gonna die. I really don't. It has to be Rock. I don't see it being anybody else. It has to be Rock. Mark, because I agree with you. Marv might die next episode. Lou just ain't going to be in a situation where he has to be the one to do it. And she loved Kanan too much to make Kanan do that. So I feel like it's going to be Rock.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Rock. Yeah. She might just get some niggas just like my boy, just like Negan, just say fuck it, just some random niggas to be soldiers for a day. just them niggas just collateral at this point, just to be in the line of fire. But yeah, I guess that's gonna be the end. But I'm still upset by this Howard shit. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
I will say though, I'll go with the prediction of her like getting soldiers from Joaquin. I feel like she's gonna finally sell. Oh, that was another reason why she got rid of Howard, because remember Joaquin said you need to prove to me that this Howard, Detective Howard, he's not a threat to what we got going on. That on top of the fact that Howard like gave that ultimate threat of like really locking up Kanan, she was like, yeah, I just gotta off this nigga.
Nah, because Joaquin said that you have to prove to me that he's on your side. Like, that's all you had to do. You could have talked to Howard about that shit, because what did she say? She was like, you gonna owe me a favor, Howard, because they both said that. She was like, you gonna owe me a favor, and Howard had ended up telling her, like, you gonna owe me a favor too. Like, that could have been the favor that she could have been talking about right there. But you kill him?
That's true.
Like, all you had to do was, like, have Howard walk into a meeting and Howard say, yeah, I'm on her side. And he walk out and everything cool. But to kill him, it's like, that shit, it makes it look even more suspicious. So it's like, once again, it's a lot of
people. I don't know. Maybe in her mind, she thought, risk him knowing more information than he need to know or just killing him. That's probably what
because Howard was gonna find out anyway about your supply situation, because I'm pretty sure Howard knows about Dean, who Neek is messing with. Howard knows everything that's going on, so he would have found out eventually about your arrangement. So it's like, you might as well just have him in on it so you can get the drugs or whatever. And that could have been your one favor that you use, and Howard's one favor could have been the bone marrow from Kanan. Like, the situation was set up, so for him not to even get that shit off his chest, that you my son, is just like, oh my God, bro.
Yeah, they definitely took an L with this episode. It was a lot of action, and it was a lot of I'll say there were no boring parts of this episode, but like you said, it wasn't boring, but it was definitely like a filler, because they just They threw so much into this episode that they could have slowly built up this entire time into each episode, as opposed to throwing all this action into this one and then trying to give us closure in episode 10.
Yeah, because this was basically just a setup for episode 10. Episode 10 finna be wild. Whole lot of action, whole lot of guns clapping. I understand. I know how power goes. But this episode 9 could have been way better, my nigga. It just could have been better. It could have been like, even in the action scenes, they just could have been just smarter in the way y'all played on y'all plots, bro, because y'all had us on the ropes with so many plots, like what was going to happen next. And for them to just end like that with Howard, and what we're going to see next episode with Mar probably dying, it's like, y'all could have did better with this shit.
Yeah, man. Hopefully episode 10 ends well. I hope it's an hour, too. They better not do that 55, 56 minute stuff. I need it to be an hour.
I think they do stay on like in that 56 minute range. I don't really know power for going over that like that hour.
I think it was one episode that was actually an hour, and I think it was the first episode.
It was. It was a lot of shit that went down. But yeah, what do you predict? Well, any other predictions for episode 10?
I think Rock gonna get soldiers from Joaquin to help her in the war. I'll go with your prediction that Marv dies and
Neek dies. You think Neek dies?
No, I ain't gonna go with that.
It's gonna happen some way, bro.
I'm gonna predict that we see this Tony girl get busted. The white girl Marv be smashing.
Yeah.
I feel like she's gonna get busted. She might get killed. I feel like I'm gonna go with she getting killed.
Marv has to find out about her. Maybe Rock tells Marv next episode about the situation. Like, watch out for Tony. Hopefully she does, because that's some important shit. You don't want your brother back in jail after he already done did a bid. Like, that's some important shit to tell him. I agree with everything you done said. I know power, and even though we said everything about Neek getting all these soldiers, Power's going to find a way to have all them soldiers knocked off. It's going to happen some masterful plan by Rock. All the soldiers going to be knocked off, and it's going to be a scene where Rock got a gun to Neek's head, and she going to say that one line is going to be fire, and she going to shoot that nigga. I already know how Power going to do this shit, and that she's definitely killing this nigga Neek. She definitely is. I don't know what Kanan does this episode. Like, I agree with you, because he's not going to be like outside when it's a war between Neek them. Like, exactly. I don't know where he's gonna be at. don't know where
I'm at. Symphony out the picture, bro. Symphony dead ass.
She gonna get mad with that nigga, bro. She clap. She capping, bro. She capping. It might not be tomorrow or next episode, but she gonna get back with that nigga eventually.
If I'm Symphony, I don't want to talk to you no more.
That's true. Now, if I'm Symphony, I don't really fuck with you no more. Like, I'm a good looking nigga. I can get other bitches. You know what I'm saying? But it was that one line she had. She was like, yeah, you can go fuck your college hoes. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
I'm like, what?
29 years?
I wanted to do if I wanted to do that, I could have been doing it. Like, literally. I'm choosing to talk to you. Like, I'm choosing to help you in all of these situations that I have no business helping you in.
Literally, bro. And then I'm trying to give you some valuable information and you push me to the side. Fuck you. Literally, fuck you, my nigga. Hey, she gonna end up getting back with that nigga, but I agree with you that Symphony will be the one that's like, nah, I don't want to do this shit again. Because you toxic. Mm-hmm. You toxic. But yeah, bro, you can hit him with the social media.
You can follow us on Twitter at QE Podcast 1. You can follow us on Instagram at QANDE Podcast. You can follow and like our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube at QANDE Podcast. And our Gmail is QANDEPodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and you can subscribe to all of our podcast platforms. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. And wherever you listen to podcasts, we are there. Once again, we appreciate you guys for listening. We appreciate you guys for commenting. Comment your theories. What do you think is going to happen in episode 9? How did you feel about that? How we're killing? Am I the only one that's pissed about this shit? And also, subscribe to us on YouTube, QANDE Podcast. And subscribe to my YouTube. Just type in Quincy Hicks into the search bar and definitely subscribe. We appreciate you guys for listening. And we out. Peace.